Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, March 31st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Parts of the Bible are closer to becoming hate literature in Canada. Peace talks are on hold in Nepal. Ministry could be disrupted. And diversity is the strength of a family's unity. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Canada, where legislation could make parts of Scripture illegal in that country. The proposed law, C-250, adds homosexuality to the list of protected classes in the hate propaganda sections of the country's criminal code. The bill is now in its third reading, the last step before passage. The International Bible Society is concerned about the legislation. Donald Brooker with IBS Canada.
The government has failed to adequately define hatred or sexual orientation in this bill, which leaves it open that portions of the scripture could be considered as hate literature.
We asked Brooker if this would affect evangelism.
Worst case scenario, it probably would not prohibit evangelization, but they could as much as ask that the Bible be edited and certain verses removed and certain teachings not be done. And that's a major concern, because as you begin to delete things from the gospel, you've taken away from the message.
We turn next to war-torn Nepal, where Maoist rebels continue their insurrection. The violence continues its escalation, sparking travel warnings from the U.S. State Department. InterServe's Doug Van Bronckhorst says their teams focus on medical missions in rural areas.
Daily life still goes on for people. Many people are not affected by it from day to day. Our workers are all still there. We haven't pulled anybody out. They are doing their jobs as much as they're able. And the other thing about it is that Nepal does have a strong Christian church now, which would not have been true in the previous generations.
Van Bronckhorst says the turmoil is spreading, which could spell trouble for future outreach.
In many ways, all we can do is pray. The Nepalis themselves have to solve this problem. I don't think it's going to be solved by outsiders necessarily. It's not really on the radar screen for anybody in the outside world. You rarely even read about these things. But certainly prayers for the Nepali people, prayers for some just resolution to the difficulties.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Dominican Republic's worst economic crisis in decades has ignited street clashes between protesters and security forces. It has also had a great impact on the parents of students attending the Logos Christian School in Santo Domingo. According to the Association of Christian Schools International, the situation is so bleak, the school has been unable to establish a realistic budget for the coming year. Pray for the school leadership as they plan for the future of ministry outreach. Meanwhile, a fund has been established in honor of two American missionaries who lost their lives serving in Uganda. Warren and Donna Pett and a student were gunned down on March 18th by armed thugs. An arrest has been made. The Petts were missionaries with Africa Inland Mission, teaching agriculture in a town northwest of Kamala. The families of the two Americans established a memorial fund to help see that the ministry continues there. And the diversity of a family creates unique opportunity for ministry. A case in point, Charlie and his wife Kim, who've adopted through Adoption Associates. They have two children from China, one from Russia, and a special needs African-American baby. Charlie explains.
When we go out to dinner or we go out to the mall, we are a walking billboard. And a lot of people just stop and they actually gape at us because they see this kaleidoscope of kids. 9 times out of 10, we've got a perfect opportunity then, because they praise us and we just tell them it's not us, it's God working through us.
Charlie says it's an issue of obedience. At age 50, he didn't see himself parenting young kids. However, since their first adoption, he's never looked back, quoting James 1:27 as their family mandate.
To look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. So that's our calling, is to help out the orphans and the widows and to pull up alongside of them, because they have no voice.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.